Having just led a mission by a team of inspectors to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, a place that's been shelled repeatedly, the head of the IAEA spoke to the Security Council about his findings. The current situation, he said, was dangerous and untenable.
The physical attack, wittingly or unwittingly, the hits that this facility has received and that I could personally see and assess together with my experts is simply unacceptable. We are playing with fire, and something very, very catastrophic could take place.
He's now proposing a demilitarized protection zone around Zaporizhia, the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It's a proposal that's also strongly backed by the UN Secretary General.
An agreement on a demilitarized perimeter should be secured. Specifically, that would include a commitment by Russian forces to withdraw all military personnel and equipment from that perimeter, and the commitment by Ukrainian forces not to move into it.
Both the Ukrainian and the Russian ambassadors spoke in the meeting, each blaming the other for the shelling of the plant. After the Security Council meeting, I asked Russia's ambassador about the proposal for the demilitarized zone.
I want to know the details. Same as here. I do not know what Director General Grossi means by that, to what extent it will improve the safety, both physical and nuclear safety of the plant.
The proposal for the demilitarized zone was supported by most members of the Security Council, but Russia and Ukraine both said they wanted more details. It's clear much more diplomacy and persuasion will be needed if this idea is ever to be turned into reality. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.